Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ian Caruso finds him easily. Can't get it to fall. Rebound tip. Nimhard got it. Second opportunities. McConnell on the steal, and he bats it home. He's done it again. And the game is tied with 8.5 remaining.
What a night last night. That was an awesome NBA Finals game. Midday show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley. The Pacers go up 2-1 last night. And let's give a shout-out to former Sixer T.J. McConnell. Last night, he became the first player in the history of the NBA Finals to have 10 points, 5 assists, and 5 steals off the bench. In 50 years.
Dang.
And you know what? We always talk about spark plugs. Like, he was the spark plug last night. They were down. They put him in, and he flipped that whole game. You know, I'm happy for him because he was here, and he was a role player, backup player for years. And I always thought he was a pretty good player. And I didn't think he'd last 10 years in the NBA, though, and do what he did last night. What an awesome night for T.J. McConnell. And we have ourselves a finals now. That's 2-1 Pacers, and no one gave them much of a chance when this thing began.
Yeah, it looked like, when you looked at this thing, that OKC was going to run away with it. But they put up a hell of a fight, man. And it's about getting hot at the right time. And I know that a lot of people aren't really watching these games because of the two teams that are in it. But this has been pretty interesting.
I've enjoyed it. And I just felt so good for McConnell because – He had to go through all the crap here. I mean, he had to live through a losing culture here. And, he played his role, and he always thought he gave them good minutes. But, man, to get to a team like the Pacers and a coach like Carlisle and to do what he did last night, I was happy for T.J. McConnell. So we get 2-1 in the NBA Finals. Couple other things going on worth noting here in the NBA. Let's start with the Sixers, then we can make fun of the Knicks for a few minutes, all right? We got big rumors coming out. Is the draft 2 weeks from tonight? I think it's 2 weeks from tonight or 2 weeks away. I think 25th, 26th, somewhere in there, is the NBA draft. So we're getting close now, and we're starting to get the rumors here.
The 25th.
Okay, so it's a two-night thing. I think they've moved it over two nights, so Wednesday, Thursday. So we're about a little less than 2 weeks away from the NBA draft. We had a big one yesterday as a report came out that the Sixers had a private workout with VJ Edgecombe from Baylor, the guy that I circled when this draft lottery happened and they got the third pick. I like him. He reminds me of a young Dwayne Wade. I think that would be the right pick. And Hugh, what was interesting about it is they brought him in. They haven't yet scheduled the workout for Ace Bailey. So it gives off the impression that VJ Edgecombe might be their guy. And the other thing that was interesting about the report from Jake Fisher yesterday was that people around the league get a sense that Edgecombe might not work out with anybody else but the Sixers.
So he's already made up his mind. They're going to take him.
Exactly. Maybe he's got a promise from them that if they stay at three and he's on the board, he's their guy. So VJ Edgecombe's name is now out there. I saw FanDuel put up latest odds to be the third pick in the draft. He is now the favorite. It was Ace Bailey. The favorite to be the third pick in the NBA draft is now VJ Edgecombe out of Baylor. The other Sixers thing is a report this morning that they have called the Spurs about moving up to number two to try to get from three to two. Now, here's my question. What would you give up to get that? Would you give up something real to move up one spot?
You know who you... only person that, to me right now, that is attractive at that position is Maxey, I would think.
Or McCain, the kid who came on last year before
Gerald
he got
McCain,
hurt.
Yeah. He's coming off injury, though.
He is. But he looked very promising in his 20-something games.
Yeah, but I think that if you're asking to move up, then Maxey would have to be the guy. And then, you know, you're talking about all these guards on the team. You got to move. Well, I guess in this case, you got to move one. I would probably say, just off the top of my head, who's picking four?
Four is the Hornets.
Yeah, you probably had to give up Maxey.
But we want the idea would be us to go from three to two.
Oh, okay. My fault. Okay.
Move up one spot.
One spot to two. Okay.
So Dylan Harper seems to be the teammate of Ace Bailey seems to be the consensus number two.
Yeah. Ron Harper's son.
Yes.
I would probably think that Maxey would be in that deal.
That feels heavy to me to move up one. I mean, I think Harper's probably the second best player, but I'm not giving up Maxey to move one spot. Now, if you tell me I can get up for Cooper Flagg, that's a different story.
No, I hear you.
Feels
but
like
it just
a lot.
Feels
though.
Like to move up in that spot because number one, Dallas was geeked when they got their pick. So I would think in order to move that spot, his name would be on the table. I think that's what they're going to probably ask for because he's the one that. When you look at it, even though you talk about the other kid, Maxey's the one that shows the most upside at this point. So I would say probably
he's most proven.
I would ask for Maxey.
So like, I don't think Maxey should be involved either, because I do feel like the Sixers at this point need to turn their attention to who can I pair with Tyrese Maxey and Jared McCain, as opposed to Joel Embiid and Paul George.
I agree.
Like they need the transition. I will say, I don't think Maxey can be the focal point of the team though. Like and I don't know if any of these guys in the draft can be that guy. Like the Sixers, if they're going to win a title,
they need that guy.
They need a star. Like they need somebody who was when Joel Embiid's healthy on his level as a player. They don't have that.
They don't. But sometimes you don't know what you have. Like
you don't. It could be one of these guys.
Right. Like I remember when the Warriors drafted Steph and Clay, they weren't super high picks, right? They weren't top five picks. And when they got picked, no one was like, oh, they got the next duo that's going to dominate the league. Sometimes you don't know. You got to let it play out. I mean, I like Jared McCain. I don't want to move him. I'm just happy that Edgecombe might be the guy. I think he's got high upside. And then look, they're not getting Cooper Flagg. So it's a matter of who are they going to get that we might jump on and say, hey, maybe he could play. I'm just happy it's not Ace Bailey. Mm. I don't want him.
Yeah, you was on.
I don't
on
want that,
for
that
a
kid.
While.
VJ Edgecombe is just such a bad name.
I know the name's not.
It's good. Not good.
It's not a good name. I think I looked this morning. I think his real name is Valdez. You like that better?
Valdez Edgecombe? No.
No. So that's probably why he goes
doesn't
by VJ.
Work. It just doesn't work. But I think it's more the last name than anything. Like VJ, I think could work. If it's not with Edgecombe,
he could be the first VJ.
This is name analysis.
He could be the first VJ in sports, right? Has there been a VJ?
No, that's
there's
not.
Been BJs. There's been DJs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, there's been yes. There's all been all the AJs.
VJ.
There's no VJ.
What? None.
We're gonna be right.
What?
I don't know. Can we make fun of the Knicks? Let's listen to Charles Barkley as everyone
let's
around
move
the
on,
end.
Shall we?
We're trying. We're trying.
This is Hugh's fault, dude.
What did Hugh do?
What, you just said VJ. You just kept saying VJ.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I was going over all the different J's there have been, and Kyle started giggling back there.
That was Hugh. Yeah. I was taking cues from Hugh. Hugh's the immature one.
I got you. He accuses us of being immature, and he's the most immature one we have. All right.
And slather Vaseline on me.
Okay. The Knicks fired Tom Thibodeau. What was this, like 2 weeks ago now?
Yeah.
A week and a half ago? And apparently they've called every single available, or they want to be available coach, like guys that are coaching other teams that they want to talk to, J.C. Kidd.
J.C. Kidd with that Emi Ibaka, the wife slayer.
Yeah, is that what they call him?
That's what I call him. The wife slayer.
Who was it? Who was he with? Neil Long?
He was with Neil Long, but he was slaying somebody else's wife.
Yeah, I think he messed that up. Yeah, to be totally honest with you.
She looked good. Oh, my God.
He lost the Celtics job to go to Houston. He screwed the whole thing up, if I'm being totally honest. Anyway, they try to get him. They try to get Quinn Snyder. Now they're getting a bunch of no, you can't talk to my coach.
No.
Here's Charles Barkley on the Knicks.
Yep. The Knicks got to be the stupidest damn people in the world. Like, you don't fire no good coach like that and don't have a plan. Tibbs did a hell of a job. Obviously, something's going on there, but you don't have a plan. And now the three coaches turn you down. You got to have a plan, man. And they don't have a plan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They don't have a plan. It's remarkable. They fired a coach, took them further they have gone in 2 decades, and they literally have no idea what they're doing to get a replacement.
That was crazy to me. He squeezed blood out of a turnip when it came to that team in the way that they played, especially when they played Boston, man. And to get did the way that he got done, it's kind of crazy, but that's the NBA in a nutshell. You know, somebody didn't like his coaching style, and, you know, they're trying to make a move to get somebody. So what they had to do was get rid of him first, but to have no plan is ridiculous.
I think it's becoming clear they didn't have someone they wanted over him. They just didn't want him. Mm-hmm. And now they're finding out they can't find anyone. So we can have fun at the Knicks' expense while they try to find a new head coach. And we follow the latest Sixers rumors 2 weeks until the NBA draft. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones. Jamal is in Willow Grove. Good afternoon, Jamal.
Hey, how we doing, everybody?
Good, Jamal. What's up?
Well, I don't know. I found myself kind of agreeing with both sides. And this never happens when I listen to you guys, by the way. I usually call just to bother you, but not to that.
I like those calls, Jamal, to be honest.
But, all right. So I think for the purpose of conversation, right, when we're talking sports, It's okay to bring up the talent around them. I really don't mind. But in all honesty, historically, no one's going to talk about this dude going forward. Like the Niners, 94, the one that spanked San Diego.
Yep.
3 first ballot Hall of Famers. We don't talk about, they won because they were super talented. So I don't really think that's part of the issue here. I think the real issue here is that a lot of Eagles fans, a lot of people in the Delaware Valley, honestly, Jalen is kind of like our hero as far as sports go, dude. It's not Bryce. I know a lot of people think it's Bryce. It's really not Bryce, dude. For a lot of people, he just kind of symbolizes what we want in Philly. Bring your lunch pile, get punched in the face, get back up. So a lot of times when you guys are making points, not that you're wrong, but, I mean, people are watching somebody they look up to kind of feel like that he's getting crapped on. That's really what the backlash is about, because in all honesty, you guys are right.
Jamal, it makes sense. I hadn't thought about it like that.
Yeah. And a bag of chips.
It's almost like a lot of people feel a very strong connection to him for, you know, whatever reason, whether it could be his story, it could be, you know, like you mentioned, his mentality, like we want athletes to be like, I get that. That makes a lot of sense.
Well, think about it. He's kind of like, we've always wanted the guy who came in somehow be under the radar and just win and have a chance to give us the win long term. And we actually have that. And that's not to say we didn't have great quarterbacks before, but I look at it like we're approaching the realm of unknown right now, you know? We've never really had the option to go perennial every year and win a Super Bowl. I mean, we got close with those Reed and those McNabb teams, you know? But, I mean, we genuinely have our version of Patrick Mahomes. So I think of it like this, like my lady, she's not Rihanna, but that's who I got to take to the ball, right?
Right.
So it's kind of like we're crapping on who we got to take to the ball. He's not good enough. We need Mahomes. He's not good enough. He needs to be more like that, but not necessarily. Some of us are, most of us are happy with what we got. We'd rather go to the prime with Jalen.
It makes
that's not against anybody else.
Yeah, and it makes a lot of sense. It's like, love the one you're with. Like, why are we nitpicking the best we've ever had? Jamal, I get it, man. We appreciate the phone call. I get that aspect to you. I mean, I think he is already, but he's certainly on the path to being the best Eagles quarterback ever, right? Like, he's already got 5 years in he's got a 2 Super Bowl trips. He's got a win. Like, Donovan didn't have those two things, right? The Super Bowl trips and win. He didn't have that. And he's probably going to make it just as long as Donovan did, or close, like 9 years, a decade. He's the best quarterback they've ever had. So I get that. Why? I see why people are being sensitive about nitpicking him, because why do it to the best they've ever had?
You know, I'm still stuck on the Rihanna thing, because I'm sitting there thinking, like, okay, you say you date who you're with.
Yeah.
But what if Rihanna wanted to date you? Does that mean that, you know, you upgrade, or do you stay where you are because, you know, this is the lady that you've been with?
If you'd like me to translate. Yeah. I'll say this. If the Bengals offered me Joe Burrow, I would take him. If we're using the analogy, I would take him.
I was really asking Jamal because that's what we're talking about. If Rihanna, you were going
to the literal of what he said.
Yeah. Because it's like, okay, if Rihanna wanted to date, if she said, hey, Jamal, hey, cutie, like, you know, what's going on? Let's go out to dinner. What is Jamal going to say?
I'm not going to put words
in
Jamal's
mouth. There's no upgrade for my situation. So
that's way to get ahead of that thing, because you know I was coming to you next.
I was speaking about the quarterbacks, all right? The quarterbacks.
Speaking of ladies, man.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you know, we here.
What are you doing?
We here. Just want to give a shout out to Buzz, man. I didn't know Buzz.
No.
Listen, I know Buzz has a girlfriend, and I'm just saying, you know how when you look at somebody.
But you don't care.
Nah. And you look at somebody, and you'd be like, wow.
Well, the ladies looking Buzz way yesterday?
Oh, dog.
At the game?
There were women,
Buzz,
all kind of women.
Dog.
It was all kind of women yelling and waving at Buzz, like, hey, Buzz. And I was like, hold up.
Were you jealous? Buzz. Were you jealous of Buzz?
A little bit. Because I'm like, damn. Buzz got a girlfriend. And Buzz must be the nicest person that works in the building, because the lady at the cafeteria spoke to him and a couple other people spoke.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, don't nobody speak to me like that.
Well, at one point you went up there and you took food and didn't pay by accident. Yeah, they didn't forget that.
Oh, and you talk about beef.
Yeah, you told me I have beef.
Frankie Two Scoops got beef with you.
What did What did I do to him?
I don't know.
Seems like he wants to give you his own two scoops.
I know.
Frankie wouldn't know.
Left and a right.
He wanted to give him a two-piece.
Hugh told me that Frankie Two Scoops has beef with me. I was like, what?
He's like, that Joe Gelio. He was like, you know, because I
he used a strong term, too. I mean, wow.
Clean it up, Hugh.
You want me to clean it up, huh? You don't want me to clean it up, because it's still going to be, you know. But Frankie Two Scoops has some strong birdie.
Did you ask him, like, why?
No, because at that point, I just wanted some ice cream.
Yeah, okay.
Well, sometimes it's universal. Like, if somebody says, like, Joe pisses me off, I'm like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it wasn't that. I was like...
He just seems more mellow than a listener would get mad at.
Can I tell y'all something, man?
I guess not.
Every day.
He must be a... Is he a Bohm guy? Maybe he's a Bohm guy.
Every day.
Oh, you know, that could be it.
Somebody asked me something about one of you guys, and they were like, man, I don't know how you do this. I said, dude... Both Kyle and Joe are good people. We do a show. We don't have to always agree on what we talk about. But some people don't understand that you can disagree and you can still be friends with somebody.
Right. Screw that guy.
but when I rode up to get my ice cream and Frankie Two Scoops told me about you, I was like,
wow, I didn't know Joe and Frankie had beef.
I didn't either. Frankie Two Scoops
seems like a nice guy. Now I'm questioning everything.
I would venture to say if you were with me, he probably would have swung on you. He'd have probably came from behind the ice cream.
Dive across the table.
Hold on a second. There's no way he's taking swings.
No, I don't know, dog.
Don't underestimate him, man.
It was unsolicited.
The two scoops isn't about the ice cream, man.
It's about that two-piece he's trying to get Joe.
I'm not going to disrespect the legend, okay? I'm going to let it be. I'm not going to say anything back. He don't have to like me. I have no beef with him.
Hey,
it's fine.
Because way to take the high road, Joe.
I am taking the high road. I usually do that. I try to take the high road.
You got to respect your elders.
Did not expect it to do it in this situation, but here we are.
As a friend... I suggest if you want something in the cafeteria, you send me to go get it.
You think he wouldn't serve me ice cream?
No. Oh, he
served the ice cream before.
It's that bad?
I don't know. It's crazy. I mean, it was just because it was unsolicited. You know, because I'm sitting there with, you know, heartthrob Buzz. I'm sitting there with heartthrob Buzz. And me and Mike Angelini, we're just sitting there. We're like, damn, Buzz, your girlfriend has a cat, like Mrs. Buzz or Buzzer. You have a catch because he's a heartthrob. Wow.
Mrs. Buzz.
I ain't know her name.
Yeah. I don't think it's a Mrs.,
And I can almost guarantee you by this segment here, Buzz is never hanging out with me again.
Oh, yeah, you're cooked.
You're just too messy, man.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter. At some point, it's going to get messy every day on the airwaves.
Well, you know what? Since we're being messy, I got one more.
No, we're trying not to be.
No. I got one more before we leave. Max. Can we tell you what Max did?
Max, of course, runs our YouTube.
He runs our YouTube. So Max is new here. So, you know, we're getting ready to pack up from the show. And I say, oh, yo, Joe, where are you going? So, you know, Joe has some things to do. So me and Mike, we're going, you know, to get the free meal. Well, not free, because it costs money. So we're going to get a meal.
Clean that up.
Upstairs. Yeah, we're going to the cafeteria, get a meal. So Ava comes in, right? Ava the Saver. And she's like, why did y'all leave Max downstairs? We said we didn't leave Max downstairs. Max didn't walk with us. Max is sitting somewhere in the corner, like he's on punishment. Doing the work because he didn't know where to go.
Well, you didn't tell him before you left.
Well, Max needs to ask questions.
He's working.
But he's still
busy.
We're packing up, and Max should have said, hey, guys, what do we do next? You know, Max didn't ask questions. Max needs to do a better job of asking questions.
Not everybody, when the show is over, just gets to walk away. Some people have more responsibilities.
Well, Max needs to ask questions. Max, yes. As he's looking now. Yeah. Ask questions next time,
he
Max.
He asked this morning, and you ridiculed the guy, and now you're ripping him on the air.
Well, you know, because I'm messy.
Yeah. You know what I think this is? Because you picks on Max a lot.
Yeah.
It's because
I give Max sound advice, though.
Well, Max is giving you people the platform to crush you.
Yeah,
and they're
is
in your head. And I think you have. I think there's something.
No,
you're trying to distract.
Deep seated.
Yeah. I'm trying to help Max out.
I think you blame Max for you.
No,
people.
I don't. I'm trying to help Max out. Did I not give Max good dating advice like a couple weeks ago?
I don't know if it was good.
I doubt it. I mean,
probably not.
It was pretty good. Okay. I said, hey, if you find somebody that you vibe with, Max, y'all need to stay together.
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
dating is hard. It is.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I told him that. So I give out good advice sometimes, but
I would have
rolled
him until he told me no.
Max needs to speak up a little bit, man. Max needs to speak up.
Maybe you got to stop leaving people high and dry and then blaming them. Yeah, we'll just go with that.
No, he should have walked with us. He should have said, hey, guys, wait for me. That's easy.
He was working, and then you disappeared.
Yeah, we did.
You high-roaded him, and then you blamed him for it.
Definitely did not high-road
him. You high-roaded him.
Max, we've been here too long for you to be acting like that, man, so stop it.
You high-roaded him. You didn't defend me. Frankie Two Scoops was destroying
me.
You're not a team player.
I know.
Well, no,
you're not
all,
a foxhole guy. You left us at the school.
Frankie Two Scoops.
The truth is, this is revealing about you.
Frankie Two Scoops is an OG.
Are you afraid of him?
No, I think you didn't want the smoke from Frankie Two Scoops.
I didn't want the smoke from Frankie Two Scoops, especially when I'm trying to get some ice cream.
So that selfish Douglas over
and
here
I'm like,
needs
wow.
his two scoops.
He said, well, that Joe Giglio, did he have some other colorful words that he used? And I was like, thank you for the ice cream.
So what I'm gathering is he's probably a Phillies homer, and he's upset when I crush him. I mean, he's a Turner guy. Maybe he's that. All right, let's go to Kevin. What's up, Kevin?
How you guys doing today?
Good, Kevin. What's up? What are you thinking?
So here's my thing. I think Hugh hit early with something where he talked about it being where Jalen was drafted. And the reason why I say that is because it's not the fact that you guys are criticizing his talent. It's that you keep moving the goalposts or changing the narrative. And this is what I mean. I'm going to give you a couple of examples. One, I'm going to talk about Peyton Manning for a second.
Okay.
When Peyton Manning was drafted, because of where he was drafted, it was expected for him to have talent. Throughout the majority of his career, whether they stayed the entire time, the Colts put 7 first-round draft picks offensively around him, in either through the draft or inherited, in Edgerrin James, in Marshall Faulk, in Marvin Harrison, in Reggie Wayne, Anthony Gonzalez, who was drafted, Joseph Addai, who was drafted, Dallas Clark, Jeff Saturday on defense, Dwight Freeney, Bob Sanders. Nobody talks about this because of where he was drafted. You know, you guys bring up Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert, at one point of his career, had Keenan Allen, had Austin Eckler, had 2 first-round wide receiver draft picks in Mike Williams and Quentin Johnson. had Nick Bosa on his team, had Khalil Mack, mm-hmm. had Derwin James, mm-hmm. all these great players, and I never hear anybody talk about the talent that they have. And it only feels like when Jalen Hurts is successful, that's when it comes up. Because if I'm not mistaken, there were people on this radio station and in the national media who did not think the Saquon Barkley signing was a good signing.
Julio?
Well, that's not true. I just didn't think it would have the impact it did. So, yeah, okay. I was wrong. I was wrong. He was amazing. Yeah.
Right? Then they bring up this fact that we had this, this abundance of talent. You mean the two rookies that we had? You mean the linebacker who was a special teams player the year before? We had, like, I laugh at all this quote-unquote talent that Jalen Hurts has. When Joe Burrow went to the Super Bowl, he had three receivers in Taj Boyd, T. Higgins, and Ja'Marr Chase. They chose to draft Ja'Marr Chase instead of drafting Penei Sewell.
Which may have been a mistake in totality. But, Kevin, you bring up some fair points. But regardless of what we thought, because we're just fans, we're wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, Zach Bond was an all-pro. He was voted mm-hmm. as one of the top two linebackers in the whole sport.
Absolutely.
So like, what we think is independent of what becomes, right? Like, what becomes is mm-hmm. what becomes. So the Eagles last year had the best roster in the league. I don't think that's debatable. That's
no,
part of the story.
I do think that's debatable.
It's
because
not.
Of how the narrative. Well, hold on. I could make a clear argument that the Detroit Lions roster was better than the Philadelphia
Kevin,
Eagles.
And I was mm-hmm. making that during the season, but by the end.
Not by the playoffs.
They lost their whole defense, yeah.
Well, that's a different argument. The different argument is whether or not they got hurt, but you could make an argument. Would Jahmyr Gibbs or Derrick Henry or Josh Jacobs had the same season if they were with the Philadelphia Eagles? Probably because of the offensive line.
Kevin, I agree with you. But you mm-hmm. say that, and I think it's totally fair. Yet I say, I think if you put Josh Allen here, the Eagles win the Super Bowl and everyone gets offended. It's the same thing.
No. Well, it is because you're putting another elite quarterback on this team. How about this? Let me ask you a question. Does Zach Wilson have more talent than Jalen Hurts?
No, he's stupid.
Yes, he does.
No,
yes,
he does. No, he does. No, because no, he doesn't. He doesn't because he can't run like Jalen Hurts, and he's dumb.
Running is a quality?
Of course it is. Josh Allen
when
runs.
Was it not?
Lamar Jackson runs. Of course it's a quality. Kevin, I don't think Zach Wilson does not have more talent than Jalen Hurts because some of quarterbacking is mind, the mental. Zach Wilson is a moron at the position. He's stupid out there.
Well, listen, I don't disagree, but under your narrative, and by the way, real fast, you brought up the Cincinnati Bengals last year.
Yeah.
You talked about, do you know the first game of the season, they lost 15-12 to the New England Patriots? Had they won that game, they would have been in the playoffs. So their defense did their job.
That's kind of the point.
That's part of the supporting
that one game
cast.
Cost them the playoffs, right? You bring up the and you do this a lot.
But wait. The Eagles defense played bad early. By the end, they were the best defense we'd ever seen.
Yes, I'm not disagreeing with any of that. But I'm just saying it's how you create this narrative around Jalen.
What narrative? There's no narrative, Kevin. There's no narrative. I just don't think he's as good as Burrow and Lamar and Allen and Mahomes. That's not a narrative. It's just what I feel.
Can I say one thing before you hang up on me? You bring up the Rams game. I've heard you repeatedly say you think he played bad that game.
He did. Took 7 sacks.
You mean the 40-yard run that he had on the first drive?
Yes.
Or you mean the fact that he got sacked 9 times in the snow? Or you mean the fact that he
took
hurt his knee in that
7 sacks?
He hurt his knee.
Yes.
He hurt his knee.
I know that. I know that.
Stafford got sacked.
But before halftime, he took a sack to take him out of field goal range. It was ridiculous. He held the ball too long. The injury happened after that. The injury happened after that. And we just
take a deep breath.
We just change facts. It's amazing. Like, you may not like the facts I give. I try to give facts in an argument. The knee injury happened after that. It wasn't before halftime. It wasn't before that sack. It was after that. It was in the third quarter. He took a sack in the end zone. Like, we got...
Everyone played in the snow, by the way.
They all did.
Mm-hmm.
No, I thought it was just snowing when the Eagles were on the field.
No.
Like a dark cloud, like
yep.
in a cartoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. 215-592.
You good?
No, I'm...
Yeah. Almost done.
I'm sorry to be laughing, but
I'm trying.
It got funny. It's a little funny.
I'm trying. I'm also in my feelings because apparently Frankie Two Scoops hates me.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that.
Oh, no, he wanted to put hands on you. It was crazy.
At his age? All right, 215-592-9494. All right, more of your phone calls on Hurts. Plus, we got to check in with the situation at Cincinnati with a player we've been trying to bring in. That's next. And you people on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.